You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Happy Friday. I'm Jay Zawoski with Greg Boysen and Mario Tirabassi. We've got a lot of fun stuff for you on the docket today. We've got the front office confidence poll that was run by The Athletic. Interesting question posed by Mark Lazarus in his mailbag. I think we're going to spend some time addressing. And because the Hawks have all the Johnsons, to wrap up the week, we're going to do a Johnson draft. Yes, Greg, Mario, and I will all pick from our bag of Johnsons. And they don't have to be hockey Johnsons. They could be politic Johnsons. They could be movie Johnsons. They could be, music Johnsons. All sorts of Johnsons out there in the world for us to pick from. So at the end of the show, we will do...
Multifaceted Johnsons.
Multifaceted Johnsons. All different Johnsons. Shapes and colors and sizes. If it's a Johnson, we will grab it. We'll do that at the end of the show today to have a little bit of fun headed towards the weekend.
It's hard not to have fun when you're grabbing your Johnson.
That's exactly right. Get that on a CHGO t-shirt. All right, so if you missed it yesterday, this is kind of making the rounds a little bit. Dom, is it Lecision? I don't know how to say
I think
Dom's
that's
last
close.
Name. And I don't know what nationality this name is, so I don't know who to ask for clarity on the internet.
I mean, he's Canadian, so.
Lucizyn. Lucizyn.
I think that's Slovakian for heat map.
It could be. For could unreadable be. Graph.
Yeah. It is some European word for number nerd.
Flowchart.
All right, so basically what it is this is a front office confidence ranking that The Athletic puts out for their subscribers every year. Hockey fans jump on, they fill it out. You can choose to do the entire league. You can choose to do just your own team. Full disclosure, I did participate in the Blackhawks one. I don't know if you guys did as well.
I did as well.
But it's not great. It ranks the confidence from 1 to 32, and the Blackhawks come in at number 30.
Number 30.
So they've
usually
got
usually good in the Royal Rumble, but not in this
place. Yeah, exactly. Now here's the question, fellas, and we'll have a production meeting on the air. Should we go like department by department here or tackle this thing as a whole? I think maybe department by department is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So here are the categories, and they have two separate grades for each category. There's the public, which is non-fans of the Blackhawks, and then there's the fan base numbers, or grades, rather. Okay, mm-hmm. So the first is roster building. The public gives the Blackhawks a D-. That is 32nd, dead last, in the NHL. The fan base gives it a D. So roster building gets a D and a D-, as it were. And I think I could see where... everyone is coming from here. Yeah. You look at this team and it's not built to be competitive. It is not built to win. It's not necessarily young. So this roster, you can't really argue with it in my mind, is pretty bad. And this seems like a pretty fair grade.
The category here is roster building. And this, what the Blackhawks have done so far is basically roster dismantlement. You get rid of Alex DeBrincat, you get rid of Kirby Dach. I think from the public perspective and, a lot of Blackhawks fans, are not like seeing the clear, you know, one of the categories we'll talk about is called vision, not really seeing the vision or seeing it and being like, this is a bad idea. And I think you look at the way the roster is built, and if you think about it, because I did this poll in the mindset of like, this is what a rebuilding team does, this is what a tanking team does, and what you're trying with what your goal is trying to do for this season and next season. They have built a roster that should be able to accomplish that. But if you're looking at it as being competitive to win a Stanley Cup, yeah, this is a trash roster.
Yeah.
If you just look at this roster in a vacuum and don't think about like why this roster is as bad as it is, what the plan is, then yes, it's a fair grade. If you just look at the names on the roster and don't think of anything else, it's a fair grade because it's a bad roster.
Yeah, and I think
on purpose.
Yes. So, exactly. And Mario, your point is correct that like if you're looking at this from the perspective of this team wants to rebuild, they're looking to still gain assets without spending a lot of money on the team. This building this roster, I think they did a really good job of that, right? Like if the idea is tank and get assets, you went out and signed three guys in Domi, Athanasiou, and Johnson that will get you something at the deadline. Mm-hmm. What it is, we don't know, but basically you're paying for three or four unknown level draft picks. You know, you're just paying that money to have them for a total of not even $3 million. For the million? Yeah, $3 million for each.
It's seven million for the three of them.
Right,
$7 million for the three of them.
So you're paying $7 million, basically, for a series of picks and maybe some lottery ticket prospects.
Yeah, a handful of draft picks.
Yeah. So I think when you look at like as we were going into free agency and we were discussing the kind of names the Hawks could bring in, wouldn't you say that Athanasiou and Domi, those two specifically, and then maybe even Jack Johnson, would be higher level players than you expected them to sign?
Yes. Yeah. When they signed Athanasiou and Domi, I was very surprised that A, those players wanted to come here. Mm-hmm. And B, that the Blackhawks were like, yeah, that's who we were looking to get. But, you know, cause I figured it was going to be, you know, roster as is, maybe a couple, you know, cheap veterans, and then they would throw in a couple of prospects, younger players. But to go with, you know, guys who could, you know, to go the path of like, hey, like, let's get guys who are willing to come here and are looking to maybe, you know, be flippable deals, flippable players at the deadline. I was all for that kind of move. So yeah, I was honestly surprised when those deals came through.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a level a little higher than they probably, what I thought they were going to go for. Not that they, you know, not that when they signed him, I went, oh no, this team's too good. But, you know, they probably told them, hey, come here, perform well, and we'll send you to a playoff team. So they both probably figure, hey, chances are I'm going to be in the playoffs, not with the Blackhawks, but they'll, you know, if someone's trading for me at the deadline, it's a team that at the very least is in the race the last 6 weeks of the regular season.
Right.
So they figured, come here, play big minutes. Both of them are going to be top six players. They're not going to be top six players if they would sign with, you know, the Rangers or the Lightning or whoever eventually going to trade for them.
Right.
So come here, get some top 6 minutes, show that you can play in those roles. That will help you out for your negotiations for your free agent contract next season, and then eventually play in the playoffs. So I think it was very much more appealing for guys like that than people want to say, because I don't think either one of those guys are like, yeah, I'm going to go to Chicago and just play the regular season and move on.
Next category here on the Athletics fan front office confidence rankings is cap management. The public gives the Blackhawks a D, the fan base gives the Blackhawks a C, and all I can think when I look at this is people don't like Seth Jones. That's it. I think that is almost 100% what those grades are about.
When I look at these grades, I feel like this is grading the team coming into, mostly the team coming into Kyle Davidson's hands. And some of it is what Kyle Davidson has done since he's taken over. But I think a lot of this is a reflection of where the team was when Davidson took over for the previous front office.
Well, and how many times do we still get it? We still get it every day in our YouTube chats or on Twitter. Davidson worked for he shall not be named. He's the same guy. He spent 12 years working under him. Nothing's changed. People are dopes. People are dopes. That's the bottom line.
It could just be the name of this episode.
People are dopes. Grab your Johnson with a bunch of dopes. That's the name of this episode.
Well, you know,
I mean, we're three dopes talking about it right here. I'm not.
No, I know.
Saying
I know.
I'm above the being a dope.
I didn't want to go that hard on this because I think, at least just anecdotally, and I think you guys would agree that the vast majority of the people that interact with us on this podcast absolutely understand what the Hawks are doing. Yeah. And I think the three of us maybe deserve a little credit for getting that message out there and illustrating it clearly instead of flipping over tables and kicking things and swearing and MFing Kyle Davidson. You got to look at this thing for what it is. And it is certainly a rebuild. And beyond that, it is Kyle Davidson cleaning up for the last guy's mistakes. Yeah. He's got a lot of stuff that he's got to overcome. And, you know, and whatever Kyle Davidson thinks of Seth Jones, which is probably what we all do. Good player, happy he's here, probably paid a little too much and a little too long.
It's a rough contract.
It is what it is, and it's going to be tough to navigate, especially as the team gets better, but hopefully the cap goes up and that $9.5 million that Seth Jones makes doesn't feel quite as restrictive as it did when it was signed before last season. So I really think that out-of-town stupid is a big part of this thing. I also think it is angry Hawks fans taking the opportunity to just hit Fs across the board and hit send to express their anger. But this is the data we have. I just think that specifically the CHGO audience really understands what the Hawks are doing here. So we're glad you guys are here. And thank you for being mostly reasonable. I'd say the vast majority of the interactions we have are people might not like it. And I don't know if I like the fact that they're rebuilding either, but it's necessary, right? It's long overdue.
We'd all love to talk about a team that's going to compete and go for it, but that's just not the reality. And to compete and go for it is kind of the reason that we're here. And we've said that a number of times, is that when the team looked like, hey, we might need to fix a lot of things here, those things weren't addressed properly, and it was just like, hey, slap a Band-Aid on it and we'll figure it out next year and we'll see what happens this year. And that's why we're now in this position where things really have to kind of crumble down so they can be built back up again. But yeah, I mean, there's people who are just, they want to see a competitive hockey team. They don't really care about, you know, the next 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons down the road as fans. And I get that. But yeah, I feel like, you know, the majority of the people that we've interacted with, like you said, Jay, I feel like a lot of people are getting it. And it's just kind of you kind of just have to accept this season for what it's going to be and hope for the best down the road.
Yep. Next category we have is draft and develop. The public gives the Blackhawks a D-, good for 30th, and the fan base gives it a D+, good for 29th. I mean, that's fair, again, right? Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's an indictment on the previous regime.
Yep.
And then hopefully by the time this poll is done next season and 2 years from now, that grade is going, you can only go up. And we knew this.
If they land at 31 or 32 next year, then we're
something's gone wrong.
Something has gone terribly wrong.
But this is a fair grade, but that's not a reflection on the current regime. That is basically calling out the previous regime and telling them that they were terrible at developing players, which is a 100% cold, hard fact.
Right. There's a quote in here from a fan, an anonymous fan. It says, quote, tanking is not the way to success. Trading away good to great players like Alex DeBrincat and Kirby Doc is not the way to win. Davidson is off to a very bad start, although he still has a long way to go to beat out he who shall not be named, You didn't say that. I said that. For worst of all time.
You say, so, wow, that's really picked up.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Stan Bowman is not the worst GM of all time. Like, I just said
no.
It again. Damn it.
No. Yeah.
I owe another
$6.
Six
now.
Bucks I owe
six
now.
$6?
It's just,
no, he's not. But he is definitely not the he doesn't live up to what the resume of having three cups to his name would project.
Yeah, I mean he did a lot of really good things during those cup years, a lot of savvy moves that I think go underappreciated, bringing in the right type of veteran players in here, making some of those deadline deals for that final piece he needed. And then I believe what happened there was he read his own press clippings and he thought he was the greatest thing ever and stopped listening to anybody else that wanted to advise him down a different path. And that led to his downfall, that he just believed he was the smartest man in all of hockey. And that was far from the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, success got to his head and ultimately screwed him over. But he earned that success. He made some great moves. I mean, yes. Did he build those championship teams? No. But did he make some really good moves that helped those teams win championships? Absolutely.
Yeah. He was basically given the keys to like a vintage Corvette and knew how to drive it, knew how to get the oil changed, knew how to put air in the tires. But when the transmission blew out, he did not know what to do. And now we're left with the rusty old Corvette in the driveway.
Pretty much, yeah. If he had any inkling of how to negotiate contracts and an ounce of foresight, you know, it wouldn't have gone as bad as it would have.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Boy, it's bad. Okay, trading. both the public and the fan base give the Blackhawks a D-. That is 32nd among the public and 30th among the fan base. Again, very
understandable.
That's
a low grade. Nah, I think that's a low grade. I mean, yeah, that's people angry not getting a truckload for Alex DeBrincat. But you got two damn first-round picks for Brandon freaking Hagel. Come on now. And you got three first-round picks in one day. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive.
It's people only focusing on the return for DeBrincat, which, yes, was underwhelming. But if you look at all the trades made by Kyle Davidson since he took over as interim and then permanent GM, it is a net positive, and I would give it at least a B because you flipped Alex Nylander for Sam Lafferty. You got a haul for Brandon Hagel. You got, you know, a second round pick almost turned into could have turned into a first round pick for Marc-Andre Fleury. You got a first round. Yeah. Three first round picks in this last
13th
year's
overall pick for Kirby
draft.
Doc.
And
pick for Kirby Doc that nobody thought that would happen.
You got 13th overall and a third. You got a first round pick for taking on Peter Mrazek. You got a first and a second. And a future pick out of Alex DeBrincat, and if Kevin Korchinski hits his ceiling, like that's fantastic. It's hard to grade all of those trades because a lot of the pieces that came back from it for the Blackhawks, they just got into the organization. So you gotta give it time to figure out how those go.
Davidson inherited this team, they had no picks in the first round and one second round pick. And on the draft day, he made three first round picks. He made five picks in those first two rounds. So that's better than a D-. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Agree with that, especially when viewed in the context of the rebuild. Free agency. The public gives the Blackhawks a D-, 31st, and the fan base rather gives the Hawks a D+. That's good for 28th. I don't know what is this Mario killing it because Phil Kessel's not here? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I think I tanked this one.
A+ if you get Kessel.
My bad, guys. I set the bar too high.
Yeah, I don't know what people wanted free agent wise.
Right? Did you want them to go get Nazem Kadri? Like that wasn't going to happen. Sorry. Like honestly, getting the players that they did in free agency, like we said earlier, I was like pleasantly surprised about. And if you look at what they're going to most likely do with those players, it's all in the plan of rebuilding. So Yeah, like did they not go out and get the big fishes? Sorry, that's not where this organization is at right now.
Yeah, and again, just like if with the roster building, if you just look at the names on a piece of paper, you go, yeah, those aren't great. But then when you put them in the context of what they're trying to accomplish, then you pretty much got exactly what you needed.
Vision is the next category. A D minus, good for 31st from the public. And a C minus from the fan base, that's good for 25th.
All right.
So for here's the thing. This to me should be a Y or N. Does your team have vision? Yes or no?
Right. Pass fail.
Because this is not a do you agree with the vision? It is does your team have a vision? And clearly the Hawks have a vision. And like we've said,
first time in a long time.
Yeah. And like we've said over and over again, whether or not that vision works out and comes to fruition and creates the next great Blackhawks team remains to be seen. But it is a vision nonetheless. And that is a hell of an improvement from where the Blackhawks have been for the last, what would you say, at least 5 years?
It's been 5 years since the Nashville sweep, so
yeah,
I would say at least 5 years. I think you don't, like you said, you don't have to agree with the vision of rebuilding, but at least Kyle Davidson didn't come in to the role and say like, okay, we're just gonna keep going for it. Like, no, like that's that. Then the people who are like, oh, he's just Bowman again. Yeah, they'd be right.
Up.
Oh, that's 50 cents. Damn. I was going a long time without saying anything. That hurts. But yeah, like then those people would be right. But this is Kyle Davidson coming in with a vision for the team, a plan for the organization moving forward that the previous regime never would have considered, or if it ever happened, it would have been, you know, resisted against. So I think, you know, you look at the vision grade from the fan base is at least it's okay. I get it. C minus. Sure. There's people who are going to like it, people who are not going to like it. But from the public, I feel like all the public votes should just be taken with a huge grain of salt in that, like, the public hate the Blackhawks. Like, that's just,
yeah,
whether it's the logo or the Kyle Beach scandal or just hating, just hating on the success the team has had for or had for a long time. And then, you know, why would they trade Alex DeBrincat? F. Like, I just feel like that's the public vote should just kind of be tossed out.
I really
out,
don't care what
say.
People in St. Louis think about the Blackhawks front office vision.
Right.
Like,
well,
I don't care.
Look, that's
it's,
why
it doesn't mean anything.
I only opted to do the Hawks one because I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I'm not voting on what the Capitals are doing. I don't care.
Right. And I I also acknowledge I don't have the knowledge that I should to vote with with enough of an education. All right. So the total grades here, public gives the Hawks a D minus and the fan base gives the Hawks a D plus. I don't know if you guys have looked at this yet, but there's two teams overall worse than the Blackhawks. Do you have any guesses on who they are if you don't know off the top of your head? If you guys know, play along at home. We'll give you 5 seconds to think about it.
I don't know, but I would guess it would be the Arizona Coyotes and the Montreal Canadiens.
No. On either. No. The
one is... I know one. I don't know the other.
Okay.
One is Vegas, right?
Then, 31st is Vegas.
The other is...
Love it.
Thought you might.
Is it Philly?
Philly is last. Philly is dead last, yes.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because Philly fans hate everything. They could have won the cup and they'd still think everything sucks. Like that again, these are opinion-based polls. And I think, again, it's a lot of people like myself crapping on Vegas, and rightfully so. They're just tired of the whole shtick and how they got to go make every trade and circumvent the salary cap. And then, as I said, Philly threw snowballs at Santa Claus, for Christ's sake. They don't like anything. So,
by the way, the Coyotes, up from 30th last year to 22nd this year, from what I can gather, their fan base is just pretty happy with everything. C-plus roster building, B-plus cap management, because you're not paying anyone, B-minus draft and develop, B for trading, C-plus in free agency, B for vision, B-minus total. So
good. I guess good for Arizona. It's an optimistic fan base. I guess so.
When you don't really good thing
stadium quality wasn't a category that would track them down a little bit.
Quality and size are different things. That's what she said.
Back to our Johnsons again.
Yeah. All right, a couple things here. We're going to get to the little nugget Mark Lazarus dropped. Go ahead, Phil.
I wanted to say at the bottom of the rankings there. There's the more or less change in confidence from year to year, from last year to this year for both the public and the fan base. The public vote 87% or 84% of the public is less confident from last year to this year in the Blackhawks front office. Beyond hating on the Blackhawks, you're gonna say you're less confident in someone who didn't harbor a sexual predator,
right?
And drove the franchise into the ground on his way out.
Like, I don't know how you could be any less confident in Kyle Davidson than you were in He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Right.
Like,
I wonder what
again. That's your out of town stupid right there.
Yeah,
that's,
I wonder what percentage of those people even know the Hawks have a new general manager.
True.
Probably
that's
not.
Good, yeah. That's a good point.
But
more optimistic is the fan base. The majority of the fan base, 47% more optimistic or more confident in Kyle Davidson than in last year. 37% less confident, and the middle percentage
must be the same.
6% even. So we'll see.
We'll see. It's it's going to be an interesting couple of years here. But I really think, you know, when the fans see the team on the ice, they're probably going to kind of get what's happening and probably have a more clear understanding come the trade deadline. And that's what we're going to get to next. But first, we got to tell you about something very, very cool. White Sox fans, you've still got almost 2 months left. The playoffs are right there for the taking, despite what happened yesterday. The Sox still have a chance to win it all, and so do you. This Sunday only, August 21st, as the Sox take on the Guardians, PointsBet and CHGO have an offer for you to guard your cash when you sign up. For PointsBet, use the code CHGO when you sign up. Make a $51 bet, either pregame or live, and you'll get $51. Yep.
51.
Pregame or live, and you'll get $2,000 in risk-free bets, up to a CHGO yearly membership, a Sy Cease socks shirt, an exclusive CHGO socks script shirt, only available with this offer, and a pair of slides from the CHGO locker. I saw all this stuff, fellas, when I was watching the Bears postgame last night. By the way, over 1,000 people watching the Bears preseason postgame show.
Oh yeah,
around like 11:30 at night. It was unreal. Yeah.
The 2-0 Bears.
Bears. Super.
Let's
Bears,
go.
Super
play
Bowl,
it a week, baby. Points.
Yeah.
Play it a week. Hits.
That's it. I mean, just
we are
the Bears on the money line all week, and we will go undefeated, my friends.
We are also 2-0 on the pick of the week if you just go by the last two picks.
That's it. Right. And that's all that matters.
We only started 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So all that great stuff. All you need to do is sign up on the PointsBet app using the code CHGO. The best deal in town just got better. So recapping, you sign up with code CHGO. Make a $51 or more bet, either pregame or live. This is on August 21st, okay? You're going to get $2,000 in risk-free bets, a CHGO yearly membership, a Sy Cease sock shirt, an exclusive CHGO sock script shirt, and a pair of slides from the CHGO locker. Those slides are really cool. I need a pair. I wonder if I can just get a pair. Maybe they're going to be, I don't know if you can order them separately, but I'm going to try. Maybe
get
I'll
a pair,
lay
Jay.
Down a bet and start a second account of points bet. Get my wife on board, all that sort of stuff.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, do that. That's a great deal. That is for the 21st, which is Sunday. So this is our last chance to tell you about that. Oh, and while my mind is there, before we tell you about FOCO, starting Monday until the season begins, we will be Monday through Thursday live at 1:30, not 11 a.m. anymore. It'll be 1:30 until the season begins. Then we're going to have our wacky like post-game shows and all that, and the schedule will change, and we'll keep you updated. But, you know, I know a lot of people have started to schedule their days around our shows at 11 a.m. Starting Monday, they'll be at 1:30 p.m. So just make a note of that.
Central time.
Central time, yes. And the Friday shows will be kind of like whenever we get a chance to record in the morning and whenever it's up. And we'll try to do our best to let you know when that will happen. But Monday through Thursday, live at 1:30 p.m. So just keep that in mind. All right, Greg, tell us about tell us about FOCO.
Yeah. When the Bears team can get 1,000 people watching at 11:30 for preseason, they can start their show whenever they damn want to, and we adjust accordingly.
And we appreciate
Thank
the
you
lead
for
in.
This week's paycheck, CHGO Bears. I appreciate everything you do. Oh, speaking of CHGO listeners, you've already got the best coverage for your favorite teams, like those Bears and the Blackhawks. So get fitted out in the best sports gear around. FOCO got you covered from Soldier Field to the Front Room, the North Side or the South Side, with hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, and everything in between. Fall sports are just around the corner, so you're gonna still got a few weeks to wear that Blackhawk Speedo, but eventually you're gonna want some hoodies and stuff like that. Get decked out like your favorite Chicago Johnson with apparel from the leader in sports merch and collectibles, FOCO. Looking for the perfect gift for the football fan in your life, or the hockey fan, or the basketball fan? FOCO's got you covered with hoodies to fight that Lake Michigan breeze. Check out FOCO, FOCO.com. And also, as an extra bonus, use the promo code CHGO at checkout, and you'll receive 10% off all non-presale items. Check out our friends over at FOCO. Get ready for hockey, basketball, and football season, and the baseball playoffs, maybe, kind of, sort of.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the baseball playoffs will be taking place. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter if anybody from this city is going to be in them.
Yeah, that's we'll see. The Sox really do have a good chance. It's just they got to put it together.
Yeah, they're in the right division to be mediocre and still play in the postseason.
Yeah, and there's still that feeling that they have not played their best ball yet. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. All right, real quick, Mark Lazarus published his mailbag today. And got a question in there from Peter G. I assume it's Peter Griffin. He says,
Steve?
No, that's other ones. Thinking about Bergeron signing with Boston for... Don't give away my thing, man. Thinking about Bergeron signing with Boston for $2.5 million, what are the chances Taves and or Kane sign for cheap to finish their careers as Blackhawks? Lazarus sort of dismisses it. I think if we talk about this... I think the idea of Patrick Kane coming back for a number that low can be completely dismissed.
No, that won't happen.
No, I think...
Not that low.
I think if Jonathan Taves sees enough this season to say, all right, I like Luke Richardson, some of these young players are cool, and I can see the future in them, and I want to stick around here instead of being traded, you could probably get Taves to sign a two-year deal at $2.5 million to stick around here. I think that that's a long shot that he's going to be like, yeah, I'm sign me up for more of this. He might not demand a trade today, but I do. It does feel like, and look, things can change. Like I said, when the season begins, maybe he's enjoying it more than he expected, but it feels unlikely that he wants to be part of this long term. Patrick Kane, though, no. I mean,
not that
cheap. Maybe he signs here for $7 million instead of $8 or $9 million.
Even that.
But it's not going to be. He's still top of his game. He would get, if he became a free agent next season, which he very well may, he will be the top available free agent. Like,
oh, yeah.
Despite his age, he is better now than he's ever been.
He's still an elite level player. I think $7 million would be, ooh, I mean, that seems really low for what he would be able to bring to the table. I think if he's in a position that he says, I see enough to want to stick around. If he really truly does value being in Chicago and finishing his career as one of the greatest Blackhawks, not just in, you know, winning Stanley Cups and being an MVP, but also holding records, team records, I think that's something that you could, you know, he if that's something he really wants, he could maybe come back and you might be able to get him at a maybe $9 million range, $8.5-$9 million, to where he's still being, you know, paid as what would be the best player on the team, but also you maybe could get him a little bit cheaper. The term too would be interesting, because how long does he have left in the tank? You'd think, by the way that he's playing, it's a handful of years at least. But also, how long would he see fit to, if he likes what he's seen from the team so far throughout this season, and where the, you know, where the future might be, how long does he give it? So I don't know. I think Taze, because it sounded like he was optimistic about playing for Luke Richardson. Again, I feel like playing for Luke Richardson is going to make a big difference for some of these veterans that have been around for at least two seasons, because the change from Jeremy Colleton to Derek King to Luke Richardson, by all accounts, should be a big step up in just coaching presence and ability and an ability to kind of command a locker room and be a coach that players want to play for. So I don't know. I think that could play a major factor for Jonathan Taze. And, if he feels physically right and he's playing better than he did last season and he's gelling with Luke Richardson and maybe he sees playing another two seasons, why not be in Chicago? Why not maybe play with Connor Bedard? Why not see where it goes? And I think, he's kind of in that same realm of Bergeron as, like, probably on the last legs of his career. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to stick it out with the team that he's been with his entire career, you might be able to get him at a Chicago discount.
Yeah, and I think these situations are a little bit different. Obviously, as we said about Kane, he's not coming back that cheap because 31 other teams would love to have him on the team. With Bergeron, there were two options. He's either going to come back to the Bruins or he's going to retire. There was never any talk about, he's going to test the open market and see. Because if he did test the open market, he would have got a lot more than $2.5 million.
Yeah.
He would have got a lot more than anything Jonathan Taze would get if he gets on the open market. So I think it was more of the fact that, if Kane gets to the open market next summer, it's only the Blackhawks or retirement. It's who's going to pay him the most money. So not the same situations to really compare. Taves maybe, but again, I don't even think that's the same, because Bergeron to me is still a far better player than Jonathan Taves at this point of his career.
Just won this Selke.
Yeah, and if Bergeron had hit the open and was really serious about just being a free agent and going to the best situation for him, he would have gotten a lot more than that $2.5 million. So I don't think you could really say, hey, look what Bergeron did, and compare it to either of those guys. And the Bruins, if you squint real hard, are a playoff team this coming year.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
They're not a rebuilding team.
Yes.
So it may be a unfinished business for Patrice Bergeron. Maybe he's got that feeling. I don't think the Bruins are going to make the playoffs ultimately, but they'll at least be there. They'll be competing for that last playoff spot.
Yeah, let's get the band back together one more time and see what we can do here, because this year might be the Bruins' last shot at I don't think they're going to win a cup, but their last shot at even being in the conversation. So we shall see. All right, shall we get on with our Johnson picking?
Sure.
All right, I've pulled up wheelofnames.com, nice. The very official wheelofnames.com. I'm going to spin the wheel. Will there be sound that the audience can hear? We're going to find out when I spin the thing. You guys will not be able to hear it based on mixed minus things that are very boring to non-radio and podcast people. But trust me, I'm spinning a wheel. All right, there it goes. See, I can hear it clicking. Mm. The audience can hear it.
We've done this before.
Yeah, the first pick goes to... Oh, I got the first pick by a nose.
Again, man. Every time we go to Wheel of Names, Jay magically...
I know.
You can't hear what I'm doing here, but somehow I always get the first pick.
It's so weird. I don't know what's going on. All right, we'll spin it again.
I want to recount.
So goes next. No, it's
wheelofj.com.
All right, Mario goes second. Greg, you get the third, but it's a snake pick.
Well, you got to go snake in a Johnson draft. Come on.
Or in some situations, we'll call it a worm draft. All right.
The one-eyed snake draft.
Well, all right. So just to clarify the rules here, everybody, we are picking Johnsons in honor of the signing of Jack Johnson and the already existing Tyler and Reese Johnsons on the Blackhawks. They've got three of the five NHL Johnsons. So why not have a Johnson draft? These are not just hockey Johnsons. These are Johnsons from all over the world, from every walk of life. Every size
can
and
they
shape
be
of Johnson.
Can they be fictional Johnsons? Do they have to be real people?
Ooh, yeah, I was going to say.
That's a curveball.
I was going to say, could we do fictionals?
I will allow it. I will allow fictional right. Johnsons.
Well, thank you, up, Mr. I rigged the first pick in the draft.
I gotta give you some leeway, I suppose.
Yeah. That opens up the board.
All right. I got a lot of Johnsons here.
Yeah.
Right,
you got
in front
all,
of my face.
All the Johnsons you could ever want.
I've got at least a dozen Johnsons in
what,
front of
what
me.
What other
right
website
now.
Are you on besides Wheel of Names there, Jay?
Why are there so many pop-ups happening right now? All right. The first Johnson I will select is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that was the easy pick right there.
That's the easy pick. Is he the biggest Johnson in the world?
Physically, probably.
I don't know. We'd have to get his wife on the show.
So childish. I
possible.
Love it.
All
I just
right,
can't wait
so
to
I
see
have the
graphic that that we're going to have Lawrence make for our Johnson draft.
Yeah, that'll get very creative. All right, so I'm second?
Yes.
I get the second to Johnson pick. All right, I'm gonna go to the world of basketball and go with Irvin Magic Johnson, one of the best players to ever play the game. Could have been a Chicago Bull at one point, but they ended up with Michael Jordan, so it all worked out.
That worked out right. Some call him Alexei Zhemnov on skates or on sneakers.
Is that so?
Yeah, yep.
That's it goes both ways, then.
Yeah, it does, yes.
All right.
Plus, Magic can get you a lot of free movie tickets.
See?
And Dodgers tickets.
And you could guess on his short-lived talk show.
Free movie tickets? Like, I don't get that.
He owns like
he
a
owns
whole
a giant
of
change of movie theaters.
Oh, all right, good for him.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I did not know that.
All right, Greg, you got two Johnsons. Congratulations.
Double Johnsons.
Oof. All right. Well, I will start with Lyndon Baines Johnson. I will go a little LBJ because you can nice. Never have too much LBJ with your Johnsons. That's my first Johnson. And my second Johnson, I'm going to go. Man, this is tough. There's a lot
so
of Johnsons
to
pick from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many good Johnsons out
so
there. I don't know how people
from.
How
everywhere
many
you look.
People. Yeah, I don't know how people settle on just one Johnson.
Some people don't.
I'm gonna go Keyshawn Johnson, number two.
Keyshawn
Johnson. Oh, nice. I didn't even have Keyshawn on my list.
Get a little personality there to go with the cancel out the no personality with LBJ.
Yeah, I want to see those two together in a locker room. That'll be fun.
That'll be a fun team photo.
Yeah.
All right. Next up for me. When I told my wife that we were going to be doing a Johnson draft, and she was giving me some suggestions. I'm going to go with one that she suggested. A fellow purveyor of the athletic greens, an Olympic gold medalist, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And I think she won Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to go with Shawn Johnson.
Oh, all right. I'm very mad at you. She's on several of my lists, not just this one.
I have no idea who that is, so congratulations.
She's a former gymnast, really short. I don't know.
She is very short.
Cool.
It's the best way I can. That's most. I think a lot of gymnasts are very short, but I think that's the best way I can describe
her. She is very, very tiny, but strong. Strong,
yeah.
Strong like bull. Okay, strong. I will I'm very mad about that one. Fine. All right, I'm going to take. I'm going to go sports, then music. I'm going to take Randy Johnson.
Ah, that was the
that's
next
one,
on my list.
All right, and then I'm going to take. Boy, there's two musical Johnsons here I can grab.
Musical Johnsons.
Two. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go with Robert Johnson. Bluesman Robert Johnson
there you go.
Is my third
nice.
Pick.
Nice.
I like
the
it.
Guy Eric Clapton ripped off for his entire career.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mario, you're back up.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to stay in the sports world. I got three athletes, three athletic Johnsons here. I'm going to go with the old Megatron, Calvin Johnson.
Oh, you're going to win the sports. If there's a game, you're winning it.
Yes.
Of course, LBJ could probably play left tackle or something if you wanted him to. Well, not anymore, but back in the day.
Yeah, he probably played, as most presidents, I feel, back in the day, they played football either Army or Navy or
yeah,
something like that.
Exactly. All right, great.
All right, I get the two picks here. All right, I'm going to hire the driver of the team bus and go with Jimmy Johnson, former NASCAR champion. I think he's an IndyCar now, is he not?
He
at least did the Indy 500.
Yeah, he's done some Indy races, yeah. But yeah,
I'm
going
to go with Jimmy Johnson. So he's going to get my team to the stadium very quickly. And then I think I am going to go with Don Johnson.
Oh,
gonna go a little go a little 80s. We're all gonna wear our suit coats sleeves rolled up when we roll up to the stadium after Jimmy Johnson gets us there super quick.
Jimmy the Racer is IE, right? J-I-M.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. Not the Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson.
IE.
Not the hair guy.
Race car. Who is still on the board?
I mean, you need a coach.
He is no longer on the board. I am also I'm going to take Jimmy Johnson. He was the head coach of both Miami University in the heyday. How about them Cowboys back in the 90s? Yeah, legendary coach.
And the Miami Dolphins, too.
Miami Dolphins as well, yeah, yeah. And he's also done some, I believe, some advertisements and sponsorships for some products that help out his surname. So we'll just leave it at that.
All right, well, I hate to do this, but I'm about to win this draft.
Are these your final?
These are my final two. And once I make these... You guys don't have to pick anymore because it's over.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to save the suspense for fifth. I'm going to take Don's daughter, Dakota.
Dakota Johnson?
Because she's very pretty
and
talented.
Fifty Shades of Gray girl,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that name kind of rang a bell.
Daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffin.
Yes. Okay. But that's not why I've won. I have won this because I am taking from Die Hard, from Family Matters, Carl Winslow himself, Reginald Vell Johnson.
Oh,
thank you.
Right.
Solid pick.
Solid pick.
That's some serious value there in the fifth round.
Great pick.
I am the wiener of the Johnson draft.
you were sitting on that one. You were like, no way they're picking Carl
Johnson,
Winslow.
And it got uncomfortable for a minute. I was afraid that someone would pull the Johnson from under me, but we're okay.
Fantastic pick.
Yeah, that's a sleeper right there. That was one of the first Johnsons I wrote down. And then I had a thought. I got out of the shower, and I'm like, is it Jackson? Is it Reginald Vell Johnson? And I freaked out, and I looked it up.
The whole draft board is blown up.
All right, Reginald Vell Johnson is a Johnson indeed, and he is my fifth and final pick.
All right. My fifth Johnson
so
will
stupid.
Be.
We get paid for this.
Yeah.
No, it's
we're on the clock, folks. This is what you pay for.
Yes.
All right.
Getting those memberships.
Final Johnson. I'm going to go outside the sports world.
Oh.
I'm going to go into the fictional world.
Okay.
And I may need a ruling on this.
All right.
But my wife and I enjoy the show Black-ish. Was on ABC for a very long time. Just wrapped up the series finale over the spring. We just watched it recently. And I would like to pick the Johnson family from the show Black-ish.
Oh, wow. That's a...
There you go.
I mean, it's a big roster.
Yeah. And it's also spilled over to a spinoff called Grown-ish, where it follows their eldest daughter into college. There was also another spinoff called Mixed-ish, which showed the origin story of the mother, played by Tracy Ellis Ross, which I also enjoyed, but only lasted two seasons. So, I'm going to go with Andre and Rainbow Johnson family.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Well... If speaking of big rosters, I'm gonna go for a ruling, and if you guys disallow it, I've got a backup plan here. But I would like to draft the entire product line of Johnson & Johnson's. Give me the baby powder. Give me the No More Tears shampoo. Is this allowed?
Yeah, fine.
Oh man.
All right. If Mario gets the Johnson family, you get the entire company of Johnson &
Johnson.
Nice.
You are now the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. Congrats.
Sweet.
Congrats.
I hope all those baby powder lawsuits have been settled before I take the grains.
Apparently not. If you watch NHL Network, apparently not. Have you ovarian cancer from talcum powder? Call us.
Oh, boy.
If you wouldn't have allowed that, I was going to draft somebody whose name popped up that I've never heard of, but I'm going to go to Spotify and see if I can find somebody. It's an American jazz musician from the who passed away in 1954, and he's got the perfect name for this draft. Dink Johnson. Dink Johnson is my honorary sixth member of this team.
Dink.
Dink Johnson. I will be spending my afternoon listening to the musical sounds of Dink Johnson on Spotify.
I left two Johnsons off the board. I had AC/DC lead singer Brian Johnson was there, and Cubs legend Reed Johnson. Another big.
I also
Johnson
thought about
Chicago
drafting
history.
The Howard Johnson chain of hotels,
but not the baseball player.
Maybe the baseball player. If I needed some chewing tobacco, I would have hired him up. Yeah, there was that, and nobody drafted Chad Ochocinco Johnson.
Yeah,
that's kind of surprising. Yeah, well. There's lots. We could have had four or five more teams in this league and it's still been okay.
There's a lot of Johnsons left anchoring on the board, and it just is what it is. It's only five rounds.
I'm also surprised left on the board was Amy Jo Johnson, the original Pink Ranger.
See, Hope told me I needed to pick her, and I said, look, I had never seen a single Power Rangers episode, so I'm going to leave that to the folks that have seen them, which I assumed was Mario.
I watched the original Power Rangers.
Yeah,
I never did.
But Hope showed me a picture, and I was... Yes, I could see why she would be drafted.
Is she the one that got herself in a little, speaking of Johnsons, a little trouble later in her career?
I do not know, is that
an urban legend? I thought there was something about
no
being
idea.
Power Ranger
like, was she in other sort of
caught in precarious positions.
Oh.
That I do not know of.
All right, to the Google machine.
Yeah,
I only know of the Power Rangers, and that's
personal
where,
life. Is this what we're looking
where
at?
That's ends for me.
Music, directing. I don't see anything that would be, there's no like controversy or crime category on her Wikipedia.
Controversies page.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there they go. Maybe Never it was mind, just then. An urban legend then.
Yeah. Well, it's not too late. All right. We need to learn about Owen. You and Sean Johnson can tell us all about it.
Owen Johnson?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Owen Johnson. Let me look him up. No, this is about, Owen. Spelled O-W-Y-N, standing for only what you need, and it is a 100% plant-based protein shake that works just as hard as you do. All of Owen's products are 100% free of artificial ingredients. They are allergen-friendly, they don't contain any gluten or dairy, and thus make them easily digestible. You may have heard about Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields using Owen. He follows a plant-based diet as well, and he is 2-0 as the Bears' starting quarterback in the preseason. So look at that. Owen and CHGO are right now partnering up to give you an awesome offer. You can get 20% off of your first purchase at liveowen.com when you use the promo code CHGO20. That's 20% off of your first purchase with the promo code CHGO20 at liveowen.com. I myself have tried the Owen products. After some workouts, they do wonders for me in my elderly age, trying to trying to recover from my elite workouts like Justin Fields. They help me feel better after working out, and so be like myself and Justin Fields, the elite athletes that will tell you all about Owen. Again, that's O-W-Y-N, only what you need.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the CHGO Blackhawks ridiculous podcast we had today. We did some serious stuff, but hey, it's August 19th, and we got to talk.
Bring on the regular season.
Please. I want to give people one more reminder about the special White Sox Guard Your Cash bet. This is on Sunday. Use the code CHGO on PointsBet. Make a $51 bet, either pregame or live, to get up to $2,000 in risk-free bets, a yearly CHGO membership, a size C sock shirt, an exclusive CHGO sock script shirt only available with this offer, and a pair of slides from the CHGO locker. All you need to do is sign up on the PointsBet app using code CHGO. The best deal in town just got better, so remember that for Sunday. And the other reminder we have for you is starting Monday, new show time of 1:30 live Monday through Thursday. Make sure you're subscribed on all the podcast apps, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Podbean. I heard that's a real one, Podbean.
Podbean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Podchaser is another one I saw. There's a lot. Stitcher, all those things, all those places you listen, hit that. If you have all those apps, subscribe on all of them. It all helps. We appreciate it. And if you got a few, maybe 45 seconds this weekend, take some time, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. All right, so we'll talk to you on Monday, 1:30 p.m. from our West Loop studios. What we're going to talk about, who knows? We'll see. Hopefully we have some new Blackhawks news by then. But until then, for Greg and Mario, I'm Jay. Thanks for listening to the CHGO Blackhawks podcast. podcast.